I'm Jessie Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Stacy Brabind. I'm 30 years old.
I'm Helen S. Peters. I was born 1929. I'm 88 years old. I've had 7 children, and I adopted 2 girls. Together, I have 9 children, and I have about 30 grandchildren. Am I going to start?
Yes.
Okay. I come from a big family. I was the last of my family. My mother died with baby birth after me. When I was a little girl, I remember it was 50, 60, 70 below. But we were dressed for it. We had fur boots, fur parkas, everything, and we'd slide down. Imagine, 60 below and we're sliding down. And I never knew unhappiness, because my father was a very active person, and he trapped and took care of all of us, and as a mother and a father. He was such a person that never gives you a chance to feel bad or anything, because he was a dancer and he was a singer, and that's what he did. He was a believer and a creator. As long as he was alive, there was always peace in the house. Until 1942, the great flood came, and he drowned it right after my 14th birthday. I miss my father so much, like the whole world has ended. 1942, an epidemic hit that little village, and I saw a bunch of little babies in coffins. Even men and women died at that time. My godmother was a deaconess there, and she used to come to our house and tell me, "Could you help me?" So I go and help her to go to the houses and feed the little babies and bathe them. I don't know how I ever got sick, but she had gowns, you know, protecting gloves and things like that. And then when things cleared up, I thought to myself, what could I do at my age? My grandmother is 100 years old, and everybody is gone, and what could I do? It's 3 miles to the town, and I walk right to the hospital. We only had a head nurse and not a doctor. And she came and she asked me what I was doing. And I tell her, I'm looking for a job. At the age of 14, she wrote down my name, and then she said, "You know what? You came just in time." She said, "We're short of nurses." What my grandmother did for me was to teach me. And then when I went to work, they were amazed of what I can do. Elders always were glad for me to take care of them, because I took care of an elder. So I knew. And when she got sick, the nurse told me, "Go up and take care of her." They brought me everything from the hospital to take care of her. At that time, women and men used to be ready for death. They get their clothes all ready and have it in a suitcase or something. And one day she said, "I want grouse." So I sent somebody out to hunt grouse. She ate that, and she told me, "Wash my hair." So I washed her hair, gave her a bed bath, put clean nightgown on her. Evening came, and then she went to sleep. She was holding my hand, and I went to sleep. I woke up at midnight, and she had gone already. And that was the way we parted, both her and I. Then I went back to work. And then 1970, Episcopal bishop called my husband. He was working, helping build a hospital in Nome or someplace. And I was working at home. The bishop called him and tell him, I'm taking your family to Phoenix. And so he asked him, what for? He says, I'm looking for ministers. I'm going to train you and your wife. When my husband came back, we talked about it. Finally, he said, let's take a try. Let's gamble. It was hot.
Very hot.
And I tell him, I don't think I'll stay here in the summer. He say, neither do I. We'll have to go back Alaska in the summertime. But not knowing what's going to be, my husband got cancer in the brain. But that was his idea. He's going to be the priest, not me. But it turned around, and I became the priest. I was ordained deacon in 74. I was ordained priest in 05. Because I come from that line of priests, my relatives were all priests. And this song was made for kids, children, my grandchildren. You, my grandchildren, dance. You, my grandchildren, sing. You, my grandchildren, play. I'll sing it. Okay. Hee-haw, hee-ah-hey, hee-haw, hee-hoo, hee-hoo, oh, hee-oh-hee, se-cho-ya-ka, hee-haw, hee-ah-hey, hee-haw, hee-hoo, hee-hoo, oh, hee-oh-hee, jow. He said, Choya ka, hee ho, hee ho, hee ho, hee ho, hee ho, oh, hee ho, hee. Dark Nato, that is it.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.